Good evening, beloved, and welcome again to another reading of Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening Devotion. This is an audio ministry of Grace Missionary Baptist Church here in Temperance, Michigan. I'm her pastor, Joe Sitters. You can reach me via email at pastorjoegmbc@gmail.com. And you can find our church on Facebook by searching all one word, the @ GMBC Toledo. Romans chapter 8, verse 23, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. This groaning is universal among the saints. To a greater or lesser extent, we all feel it. It is not the groan of murmuring or complaint. It is rather the note of desire than of distress. Having received in earnest, we desire the whole of our portion. We are sighing that our entire manhood in its trinity of spirit, soul, and body may be set free from the last vestige of the fall. We long to put off corruption, weakness, and dishonor, and to wrap ourselves in incorruption, in immortality, in glory, in the spiritual body which the Lord Jesus will bestow upon His people. We long for the manifestation of our adoption as the children of God. We groan, but it is within ourselves. It is not the hypocrite's groan by which he would make men believe that he is a saint because he is wretched. Our sighs are sacred things, too hallowed for us to tell abroad. We keep our longings to our Lord alone. Then the apostle says, we are waiting, by which we learn that we are not to be petulant like Jonah or Elijah when they said, let me die. Nor are we to whimper and sigh for the end of life because we are tired of work, nor wish to escape from our present sufferings till the will of the Lord is done. We are to groan for glorification, but we are to wait patiently for it, knowing that what the Lord appoints is best. Waiting implies being ready. We are to stand at the door expecting the Beloved to open it and take us away to Himself. This groaning is a test. You may judge of a man by what he groans after. Some men groan after wealth. They worship mammon. Some groan continually under the troubles of life. They are merely impatient. But the man who sighs after God, who is uneasy till he is made like Christ, that is the blessed man. May God help us to groan for the coming of the Lord and the resurrection which He will bring to us.